Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling vinyl reading.
Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this like motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this like motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no rejection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this girl, that's all we're pissed. Cause horror, horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad to lose rainstorm, flashing up and chopping something. Turn a crime, we're doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising up the witches. How the fuck we be living here at top of the man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit for my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular rider radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo-hoo. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc, your co-host, Ghetto G. We'll be joining us very shortly.
Let's see here. Let's see if we get this shit underway. Black McCloud, Killer Carnival.
The march of the beast, as the killer clowns march through the streets. Village children watch when they watch from their feet. They keep that the monsters alive. Feast your eyes, it's the march of the beast, as the killer clowns march through the streets. Village children watch from their feet. They keep that the monsters alive. Step right up and listen close now, cause the beast is about to visit your town. It's about to go.
The carnival where the dead rise up and make noise that's not nibble. And all the girls play with toys and popsicles. While everyone killed is sent to the hospital. It's a three-ring circus soon as the needle's inserted in your skin hurting. Feels like you're windsurfing. It's like a requiem for a dream that's inverted. It's like you step into a scene by Tim Burton. The Beatles juice. He's blind off the syrup and head for scissor hands and cutting lines on the mirror. And yes, the ringleader is Kurt Cobain. He got a tourniquet he uses just to work your vein. To make sure we all get sewn up like cheap leather. And the outcome is hard to predict like freak weather. Freaky like pictures by MC Escher. The killer clowns is in town and they're led by Heath Ledger.
Step right up and listen close. While they read your fortune, the smoking mirrors here will increase distortion like feedback to wires on police informants.
clowns and sideshow freaks and their weak performance got me heated like witches brewing a steaming cauldron. And the weed I'm torching with all the northern light smoke to keep me balanced riding unicycles on a tightrope. Might go psycho when blocks exploded till heads pop like a jack in the box was open. Riding for mine to myself block and closing. Charged for playing bumper cars with cops patrolling. Going eight feet inside stainless iron cages. Flashing out when they try and train us like lion tamers. Dying famous should come as no surprise that most of y'all won't survive this roller coaster ride.
Step right up and listen close now, cause the beast is about to visit your town. It's about to go. Somebody dies like driving 105 with the sun in your eyes. And everybody wants a ticket to ride to this party. Anybody that's wishing to die like Chris Farley. You can sip the white china and drink till you're retarded and lost somewhere over the rainbow like Judy Garland. And Lucy's in the sky with diamonds and Janis Joplin and John Bonham are choking a vomit while fans is watching. This is where the cowboys and old dirty bastards sought happiness but found a cold early casket. All you party monsters to kick ass like Bruce Lee. Join the feast and crash the animal house like John Belushi.
Step right up and listen close now, cause the beast is about to visit your town. It's about to go. Citizen Paul, the greatest show on earth, bring your knives and guns, nobody gets hurt. Free admission, cotton candy nasty, the popcorn pissing on the carousel for self. I'm puffing the L, razor blade shades under seat belts, seat tickets restricted to midgets, magicians, mass murderers.
Man, that fucking Never Dead game is good, but the fucking controls are confusing as all hell.
Not any more confusing than playing Heavenly Sword.
No, that's actually more confusing than Heavenly Sword.
No, I highly doubt that.
You have a sword, but the only way you can use it is if you hold L1 and violently fucking move the fucking right fucking direction button over and over and over again.
Wait, you have to use the actual buttons, not the joystick?
No, it's the joystick, but it's like you have to hold down L1 and like continuously like move the right right joystick over and over again, in order to fucking actually swing the fucking sword.
Interesting.
And the square and circle button are pretty much useless.
So what exactly is the point of the game?
Apparently they killed demon. So the way it's like Devil May Cry, where you're killing demons as a demon yourself. But supposedly like half the fucking demons like in the game can either only be killed by bullets or sword, and that's it.
Well, that's all the weapons you have.
Yeah, that's the only weapon you have is a gun and a sword. Yeah, two guns and one sword.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like Devil May Cry. Except his guns were beastie.
Exactly. All you get are fucking pathetic little bullshit guns.
I guess you're going to have to play the game to get better guns, Havoc. But we all know that may never happen.
I'll be playing it. I was playing it earlier. I got to one part, and I was like, we're fucking, as I refer to them as puppies, kept fucking killing me.
You had titties killing you?
Man, I wish it was titties. But now, man, like, they have, like, these demon dogs that they refer to as puppies. And they have this one demon that they refer to as a spoon.
Ooh, scary.
Let's see. Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Fucking HD question sucked ass, so I'm going to tomorrow. I'm going to bring that in.
What? You hated a Dragon Ball Z thing.
Yeah. Let's see. I beat Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah? Did you see both endings?
I saw one ending, that was it.
Which one was it? The good or the bad?
Good.
The good one. Yeah, I just went back and did that yesterday and saw that ending. So now I have both of them.
Yeah, and let's see. God of War Ascension. I'm close to beating that.
Man, I had that for like at Christmas time. Beat it in a couple days. Been done with that. And then after you beat it, there ain't shit to fucking do.
Yeah. Well, I beat it the first time, like when I first had it. And then of course, you know, I got it again, and now I'm still playing it. As far as Infamous 2, I give up on the whole ice thing. So what I'm going to do is, I'm bringing Dragon Ball Z, Lollipop Chainsaw, and Infamous 2 into GameStop tomorrow.
Seriously, you're not even going to beat that game?
Yeah, I know. But what I am going to do is I'm going to take them and I'm going to put them towards my pre-order of WWE 2K15.
There you go. I already started it. I need another, like, $35.
Yeah. I just started that shit yesterday. I just started the fucking pre-order yesterday.
Because at one point I traded in that Army of Two game because I beat it to get rid of it because it sucked. Traded in that Twisted Metal game that I got for free off of Chris. What other game did I trade in? Just Cause 2. Only got like a fraction of what I paid for it.
Yeah.
And then traded in Wet. I'm surprised they took it back. Since, like, it was one of their ghetto cases.
Yeah, so like I said, man, I'll trade those three in tomorrow, and I'll put, depending on how much I get back on them, towards 2K15.
You ain't gonna get too much back on them.
No, but every little bit helps. When it's for 2K15.
That's the only good thing about GameStop. You could pay bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah. And plus, you know, games that you trade in, like, if you got something you're pre-ordering, like, whatever amount you get from the games, you could put towards the pre-order.
Yes. I think we should know this by now.
My question is, what I'm wondering is if they would take back just the case. But probably not.
No game?
Well, it was a free case. It was the case for, what was it, fucking Assassin's Creed. I think it was Black Flag or something like that. Like, that, like when you pre-order, like if you pre-order it, they gave you like a free Assassin's Creed game case.
The fuck? They
but
gave
then,
you a
know,
case.
I, ended up
I don't understand.
Okay, you know how like, with God of War or something, like when you pre-ordered it, they gave you a poster. Well,
I don't know. I didn't pre-order it.
Well, when I did, I got a free poster. So, and there was Assassin's Creed. It was the same thing, except instead of getting a poster, you got like a limited edition or something like that, like type case.
So why would they take a case back, though?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out if they...
Sell that shit on eBay.
I might do that. I mean, some dumbass who likes that game is
like,
down the
public.
Like,
hey, want to buy this case for some reason?
Well, whatever game I can get, well, you know, like I said, like whatever how much I can get back for these games is just going towards 2K, so.
Yeah, you gotta trade all those games and just get one.
Well, I'm still gonna have four left. Well, like four or five left.
Well, which other wrestling games do you still have? None. You trade them all in.
Yeah, trading them all in.
Man, I have, like, every WWE game on PlayStation 2 still. Up through fucking few for Wii and then the PS3.
Yeah, if I was smart, I would have kept 2K14 up until now. But then I could.
Yeah, man, I don't know why you traded that in, because that's the one you probably spent the most money on, pre-ordering it. And then buying the season pass, and then downloading all the people.
Yeah. Let me see what are the games I still have left. Let's see, well, besides the ones I named off.
I'd still have the wrestling games on just regular PlayStation, but I sold those at some point in time.
Yeah, let's see. Of course, I have Devil May Cry, Bleach, Mortal Kombat, and Deadpool.
That's not wrestling.
No.
I asked you what wrestling game you still had.
And I have no wrestling games at all. Well, it's funny because that site that I sent you to one time...
Man,
you know,
I hate that
site,
man. Like, I don't even want to bother with that site.
I'm trying to remember the fucking name of it again.
Ain't it like, Declutter?
Yeah. I keep forgetting the name of it because of the fact there was something else at one point. But, yeah, no, man, like my Dragon Ball Z game, I think there they were offering me, like, $12 for it.
Yeah, well, that place wanted to give me, I don't know how much, but like $9 or some shit for that. And, what is it? Alice in Wonderland Madness Returns. I mean, I only paid, what, like 15 for it, so that'd been pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, you know, shit, you'd get back more. I mean, that'd probably be the most you'd end up getting. Or if it was fucking GameStop, you'd probably get like $3 back for it.
Yeah, and they sell it for $30.
There we go. Dragon Ball Z Budokai HD Collection, $13. Is what they're offering to give me for that game.
But speaking of that, Madness Returns games, I saw that Whitney Payton just bought that game.
Damn.
Be like, Whitney, man, I'm already done with that game. A long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, another thing about Never Dead, you could play online with that shit too. Like you do like multiplayer shit.
Yeah, and who still plays the game?
Oh, come on, I know.
Because you get an old ass game, you go online, ain't nobody gonna be there.
Hell no. My man's technically
like
old.
That was like that Brink game.
Man, that game was horrible.
It had an online thing. Half the time, I didn't even realize if I was online or not, because, like, you know, sometimes the people would actually be helping me. Other times, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, but, this, you know, the Never Say, yeah, the Never Dead game is actually not that, too old. I mean, it's not like 2 years old, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm good on that game, though.
Yeah, because
otherwise, I would have picked it up whenever I saw it and told you about it and then have you forget about it and then have you buy it. And now here you are telling me about it again.
Well, like I said, the controls are just fucking weird.
But yeah, yesterday, I was just looking through some shit and then I was like, fuck it, man, I'm going to go get the happy ending of Lollipop Chainsaw, so that game could be completely done. And then the beauty about that is you only had to save all the people, so I only needed like a couple people on certain levels, so I did that real quick, boom, easy.
Well, it's safe to say I'm not going to get much back for fucking Never Dead and GameStop whenever I decide to trade it, because, the clutter is off of me.
How do you know what they'll give you?
Who, GameStop?
Yeah.
Well, considering the fact on the clutter for Never Dead, they want to give me $2.72 for it.
Well, you could return that game within, what is it, like a week? And get your money back. Full return.
That's true. I just might end up doing that.
Either beat it or get tired of it and take it back. Within a week.
Oh yeah, I just gotta find the receipt. I think it's downstairs somewhere.
I gotta find the receipt. Well, that's never a good thing.
Man, I'll probably bring it back with me tomorrow.
Jeez, that was fast.
Well, like I said, man, like the controls are so fucking boring. Oh, like weird, boring the game is. I mean, it's a good game, but it's got boring parts and like, man, I even with the fucking booklet, I can't figure out the goddamn controls.
Well, damn.
I mean, let's see here. Of course, left joystick is to move. L1 hold, R1 to shoot left-hand gun. L1 hold to lock on target for blade mode. Hold L2 to remove left arm. Release
wait,
L2 to...
Wait, what? Remove left arm?
Yes, you can remove your arm.
Well, why?
Detonate dismembered limbs requires ability. So you can, like, detonate, like, your fucking, like, you can throw your arm at something and you can detonate it.
So your arm is a bomb?
Yes. Man, your arm and your head.
What? But hold on, after them buttons, man, so you have to hold L1 while using the left analog, and then using the right analog to...
Yeah, pretty much.
That's very strange.
Man, I told you the fucking controls are weird. Let's see. Tap L2 or R2 to, you know, to detonate your fucking limb. Hold L2 plus R2 to remove your head.
I think I'll just stick with the Mortal Kombat game wherever they have the random game where you throw your limbs at each other.
Yeah, seriously, bud. Let's see here. Hold directional button up button to for head mode. Spin up.
For head mode. What does everybody want?
Release directional up. Yeah, release up button to fire head.
Fire head. Wow. These instructions are very sexual.
The fucking triangle button, all that really does is let you switch between guns and a fucking your sword. Square is just to reload the fucking guns or the jump or, you know, the interactive things. X is to jump. And circle is the fucking do as a combat roll.
Yeah, I don't even like these buttons, and I'm not even playing the game.
Yeah, like I said, that's the only thing I don't like about the game is the fucking controls. Like, what the fuck? Like, why couldn't you make it easier for me?
Yeah. You know, like Lollipop Chainsaw, you press L2 to aim, and then you shoot with R2. You know, something simple.
Exactly. Whereas with the fucking analog, the only way you can aim in this game is using the fucking analog button.
Yeah.
Now you see why I'm thinking about just bringing it back tomorrow, get my money back on it.
Well, it's a good thing you pay full price.
Yeah, seriously. Only $6.29.
Take it back and go buy a prototype.
And we have a guest in the room.
Oh, great.
Sign in.
You know,
it's probably Angel.
I be here.
Debit, no, I will be there.
I be will there. Not.
Well, Angel, if that is you, no, that game is not, I mean, it's good, but the controls suck.
Is that him?
I don't know. It's a guest and they have something. Yep, it's Angel. Like, will you not just listen to me say, that the buttons suck for the game?
Hey, Angel, I saw a shirt today just for you.
You fucking serious?
It said Hakuna Matata.
No. Angel needs a shirt. That shirt that's drawn up just for him that says, "Are you fucking serious?"
And then there was a shirt just for Havoc. Fart ninjas, silent but deadly.
Yeah, it says half my farts aren't ever silent.
No, but you are a fart ninja, you smelly bastard.
Yes, I am. Oh, bud.
So how about at Big Lots today? they had a whole shelf full of Sheamus action figures.
The fuck?
Just Sheamus? All the way back.
What the fuck is that bullshit?
Like, don't you understand? Nobody wants Sheamus, god damn it.
Well, it could be worse. It could have been a full-out fucking shelf of fucking John Cena.
No, but it was just ridiculous. They only had one wrestler, and it was Sheamus.
Oh, man.
That's why nobody shops there.
Damn. Oh, man, this is not...
And then at Toys R Us, it was safe to say they had a lot of CM Punk.
Yeah, that motherfucker that doesn't even show up anymore.
Like, I guess nobody likes CM Punk anymore. They had a whole bunch of Del Rios since he's fired.
Well, Del Rio's just... Wait... I think I just called him diarrhea.
What about diarrhea?
I went to go see Del Rio, and I think I called him diarrhea instead.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yep, and he definitely had to go.
Yeah. Goodbye, career.
Oh, bud. I think we should go with a track. I say we go with some Eminem. 97 Bonnie and Clyde.
See, honey. in a place called hell, a place called prison and a place called jail. And that is probably on its way to all of them except one. His mama's got a new husband and a stepson, and you don't want a brother, do ya? Maybe when you're old enough to understand a little better, I'll explain it to you. But for now, what to say, mama was real, real bad. Was being mean to dad and made him real, real mad. But I still feel sad that I put her on time out. Sit back in the chair, honey, quit trying to climb out. I told you it's okay, hey, hey. When the baba, take a night-night. Nanaboo, goo-goo gaga, her make poo-poo caca. That'll change her nighty. Clean the baby up so her can take a nighty-nighty. And that'll wake her up as soon as we get to the water. 97 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I. Wake up, sweepy head, we're here. Before we pray, we're gonna take mommy for a little walk along the pier. Haley, don't cry, honey, don't get the wrong idea. Mama's too sleepy to hear you screaming in her ear. That's why you can't get it awake. But don't worry, daddy made a nice bed for mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you wanna help dad tie a rope around this rock?
Yeah.
We'll tie it to her footsie, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now? Here we go, on the count of three. One, two, three. Whee! There goes mama, splashing in the water. No more fighting with dad, no more restraining order. No more stepdad, no more new brother. Blow her kisses, bye-bye, tell mama you love her. We'll go play in the sand, build a castle and junk. But first, tell dad with two more things out the trunk.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And when we ride.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Just you and I.
I'm going to guess and say Leanne.
The what?
Oh, wait, no, it's not Leanne.
Oh, fuck.
Why am I hearing white noise?
It's probably my fan.
I hate when people are calling with their fans on.
I'll turn it off. Is that better?
Sure. Wait, is this... Yep, no, I'm not. Now I recognize the area code. And number. Must be Nicole.
No.
Well, why am I seeing a 205?
Because I have a 205 area code.
I'm all confused. Because we've had so many people calling from the 205s before. So
no.
Either this is Leanne, or
No, this is in Leanne. I don't even live in a 205 area code. It's an old phone.
Oh, then I forget who this is.
Probably because I've never talked to you.
Okay, well then, welcome to Juggler Rider Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Angel, stop stuffing your face. You should call in, motherfucker. Well, anyways, since I don't know who you are, who are you?
Miss Chronic.
Okay. Well, like I said, welcome to the show, Miss Chronic.
I'm over here being hot because you want to complain about my fan. Like, how the fuck are you going to complain about my fan? Like, I'm over here sweating like a whore in the back of a fucking church. Just so I want to annoy y'all.
But you say a fat boy in the back of a church?
I said a whore.
Well, yeah. There again, I don't think I've known too many whores that go to church. They tend to avoid church, kind of like me.
That's why they sweat in.
So what you up to besides sweating your ass off over there?
Smoking.
See, I'm doing that same thing. Is there a track you? Is there anything that you want to hear? Like anything you want to request? As long as we have it.
What do you have? Like.
ICP, Twisted, Blaze, Boondocks, Dark Lotus, New Lotus, New Boondocks.
You should play. Fuck, what's the name of that song? No, what's the name of that song? I can't think of it now. Oh, no, I'm sad. Fuck. Do you like the Ouija? Oh, we dance. What the fuck is that song called?
Black Magic. Or,
Right there, right in front of the tomb. Beautiful and morbid.
And we danced.
Yes! Please play that song.
I can definitely do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me get up to it. And here we go.
It was a dark, stormy night when five children of the Lotus crept into a local cemetery. Their intentions were nothing more than to smoke marijuana leaves and drink alcoholic beverages. But these five young boys were soon joined by some very unlikely company. In fact, for the children of the Lotus, this was some company they could only dream of. I'm talking about the dead.
The dead.
Not just any dead. I'm talking about they were joined by five ravishing, beautiful, lovely dead women who opened up to these boys and gave them their all. Do you like the Ouija? We dance. Blood and flesh. Romance. Right there, right in front of the tomb. Beautiful, horrific, and the moon. Dead flesh. Crazy hormones. Me with a heart dick. Her with a neck broke. We did the tango. She breathed. She wiped blood on the killer's sleeve. Now I ain't never been the one to pass. She might be dead, but she got a nice ass. Rotten to the bone. I like dead meat. Wearing nothing but a panty. Shake it to the beat. So you like to dance? Is that magic? Is that your ass or back? I'm fresh.
found. My one and only dead bitch had been found. She was a high school prom queen, Miss Teen and shit. Pressing was too tight, she cut her wrist. Her clothes a little tattered, it ain't matter though. All I wanna do is put my dick on a jawbone. Spit about being frozen, decomposing. Sweet talking freak till I get them legs open. Can't wait to get up in the DK room. She been untouched for 5 years in her crew. She rising up for a killer to be my only one. Max dead funk smells every time she comes.
I was lonely, I had no one. Might as well do masturbation. I'll jack off while Shaggy smooches. I'm watching it from the bushes. Had my dick found my mind progress. I felt something poking my ass. It's another coolie girly. And look at me, I'm naked early. She came out dirty and mangled. She had no feet, skin just tangled. We went behind a tombstone and I said, your boobies, may I hold them? She lifted her crusty sweater. They were blue and stuck together. Gently I peeled them apart and her skin ripped open. You could see her heart and we danced.
I'm still hot.
Fine, you can turn your fan on.
Thank you. I'll turn it on low.
And I just got really quiet up on here.
I had it on 7. I have it on 1 now. Sorry about it.
Why did it get quiet?
Want to get
Angel,
quiet?
Can you still hear me? Angel, that's probably why. I think I lost some fucking connection. Fuck.
And I am back. My fucking computer crashed on me and on my fucking phone. So give me a minute to try to get things back up and running here. Give me a minute. I gotta refresh my fucking thing. Let me see what's going on. If I can't fix it, we'll have to just end tonight. Okay, everything's working perfectly. Says it anyways. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but AT&T likes to fuck me over way too much. So give me a minute, let me go fucking refresh my damn Wi-Fi shit. This is going to take a while. Let's see. I don't know why this did this. Wait. Okay. Okay, give me a minute. I fucking hate AT&T. It's such a pain in the ass. Okay. Take them back on. Okay. Fucking AT&T, I'm going to stab them. But welcome back, Ms. Cronin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'll be right back. Trying to switch back to my house phone. But I guess in the meantime, we'll play some brand new fucking Lotus.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sounds
Death
good.
In the drop.
Inside that jar like some invisible demon. It flew into my room, I could hear the moon screaming. It picked me out at random, but they catch them, I planned it. It swept in through my window, I snatched it and canned it. The jar shakes on my table, its power immense. I'm nervous just to hold it, this shit is intense. You're just an evil ghost to win, a deadly breath to exhale. I set and shoot in jail, let this jar be your hell.
Cuffed in a Dixie cup. Try to get me when I was fucked up. Gotta get into a jar. Anybody got a car I could use? Because I live too far to walk. Step, they come here looking to talk. So I saw somebody in the dark. So somebody help me, help me. Somebody inside in this cup is worse than them zombies, zombies, zombies. Maybe dig a hole, leave it inside, bury death alive. But if I don't get it out of this red cup, put everyone here's gonna die.
Just
get
in a jar.
And screw the lid on tightly.
Death
is just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might be. More on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death is just a breath, 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 breath.
Death is just a breath.
Death is just a breath. Death is just a breath, breath, breath.
You can play with it, but don't let it go. Don't poke no holes in the top. Don't drop it, don't let it go.
I got that trap like a rap without the cheese. See me play them like a game of chess and win with ease. Watch as I spread disease with the wave of the hand that plays that riddle man. My dick a man can let it in. Keep them in codes and it makes an encasing glass. In tune when I consume doom souls that I laugh. Can let it shatter if it does, I'm going to NAFTA. Torture by the one I kept trapped like brain matter.
Or death in a mixing bowl with a plate on top like a makeshift lid. I tried moving that shit across the can with a skull that I painted off on the side. Then it got free and I tried to grab it, but my hands went through like I'm choking a ghost. So I turned on a fan and I grabbed the bag and then I held it wide open. It started to blow and it blew inside. Then I quickly tied that shit in a knot like a pretzel dog. And then the bag puffed up like a big balloon. And when I looked inside, it looked just like fog. Circling, giggling, thick black darkness, thick by far. And then I pushed the contents of that bag into a mason jar.
And screw
the lid on tightly. Just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might be. More on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death is just a breath, 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 breath.
I can't get in a jar.
Death is just a breath, breath, breath.
You can play with it, but don't let it go. Don't be sharing it, take care of it, and don't let it go.
I have a glass pickle jar inside, I caught the Grim Reaper. Would've used a vase or a boss, but this is cheaper. Inhale him like some reefer, he'll put you in a sleeper. He was trying to kill me, but then I caught him, he's a keeper. Sealed it up with duct tape and wrapped it in a towel. Buried it in the backyard, but still I hear it howl. It's beyond something foul, evilly it growl. I caught one, but there's many more still out there on the prowl. Freeze it in while sleeping, eyes pop open, you froze. Just accept that you're dead, eyes slowly they close. But now I'm in control, and kill it I must. Cause if I drop it and it busts, I'm dead in the dark.
I can't get in a jar.
And screw the lid on tightly. Death is just a breath, but still it tried to fight me. Every time you breathe in, your last breath it might be. More on the hunt, daily and nightly. Death is just a breath, breath, breath.
I can't get in a jar.
Death is just a breath, breath, breath.
Death is just a breath.
I can't get in a jar.
play with it, but don't let it go. And never breathe it in for no reason, and don't let it go.
And we're back.
Fun.
So what you up to? Or whatever you said. You know, have to hear me ramble on.
Smoking.
Still?
What are you up to?
Nada. Watching anime.
Nice.
Watching Fairy Tail up on fucking Hulu Plus. Angel Man, I think you should call in because when you type, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
Can people, like, hear us?
Well, Angel could hear us. He's up in the room. If anybody's tuned in through Facebook, they can hear us.
Oh, God. Scary.
It could be worse. We could be doing an interview.
Do what?
I said it could be worse. We could be doing an interview, which has been a while since we've done an interview with an artist.
No. Did you go to the gathering?
I did not. I had to work. And honestly, I think I'd rather have them work and get paid, so that way, you know, I should keep up with my bills and stuff. Then go. I mean, I'll probably go next year. Yeah, Angel, call in, motherfucker. I know you hear me. Stop stuffing your face with fucking beans and rice and call your ass in.
So I was, like, sitting at a gas station, bumping some Twisted, and I got, like, these fucking stares from, like, people, like, there was something they said. Oh, I was listening to Fuck on the First Date. And then I had, like, this look, like, what the fuck are you listening to? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I, like, turned it down, and they went in, and I turned it right back up. And then they came out, and they were like, they started talking to me. They were like, you shouldn't blare your music like this. I was like, I can technically do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Okay, all that matters is if I want to pay the consequences or not.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, so did you hear Twist is putting out another album? Well, I don't know if it's going to be an album or an EP, but they got another one here. Angel, what's going on, motherfucker?
Nada, just chilling.
I'm here, man, trying to figure out when fucking Darkness is coming out from Twisted.
Yeah, so what the hell happened?
I don't know, my fucking Facebook, my fucking AT&T went fucking bonkers and
it went red?
It went full on fucking stupid. I have
I
no
feel
idea.
You, I feel you. What
I
can
no
you do?
I'm fucking AT&T.
Same shit.
Ghetto G, what's going on, motherfucker?
That was random. Who is that?
That would be our new listener. So let's call her. It's Chronic.
Oh, I thought that was your girl.
Nope. Kimberly don't love us no more ever since she got a boyfriend.
I don't know. She sent me a random message on Kick the other day. I don't know.
long story.
That would be Kimberly.
Dude, my ex-boyfriend had a bitch named Kimberly.
She was
nasty as fuck.
Did she say yo a lot?
Did she? I don't know. I don't talk to her. All I know is she's nasty. She has no hygiene, like, whatsoever.
Sounds like Havoc's kind of girl.
Yeah, no, fuck out of there.
No, like, she never brushed her fucking teeth. Like, her hair always was greased. I was like, bitch, just go in there, you know? Take a motherfucking Brillo pad to your fucking teeth.
Chick, the Kimberly that calls and that sometimes calls up in here, she always says yo a fucking lot. That's probably the only word of favorite that she really ever knows. So we refer to her as yo girl.
Or yo girl.
No, that's
yeah,
only
like
you. That's only you, Angel.
Huh?
I said that's only you, Angel. You're the only one that says
that.
Do a lot of people call in from 205?
Sometimes, depends. I mean, we had more people back on fucking MySpace. We came to fucking Facebook and everyone was like, "Fuck you! We're just gonna hit the like button."
Well, I don't appreciate being confused with other people. You're like, "This is Leanne." No, this has to be Nicole. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah, who the hell's Nicole?
I think G remembers Nicole.
No idea.
No. You what? I have a question.
Oh no, please never bring that back.
What
he
the
does
fuck?
Run it back.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
There was a fucking chick they used to call on Nicole. Bitch was annoying as all fuck. She only knew one song by Twisted, and that was We Don't Die.
Oh my god,
that
song is so old. Like I like that song, but I don't like. Back when it, like, fucking was, like, bumping hard, like, I used to fucking listen to it a lot. But now, like, you know, I don't for real even listen to it. I mean, I have the CD with it on it. It's not that it's not a good song. I'll play it every once in a blue moon. But, like, right now the song that I'm, like, stuck on off that album is I'm All Right.
It's a good song.
Yeah, and, Another thing about her, the only thing she'd ever say was, "I have a question."
That sounds annoying. How old was she?
She was a youngin'.
Yeah.
How old's young?
Oh, she's like 16, 17.
Something, but yeah, somewhere around there.
Dear Jesus. I'm going to be calling in. You ain't got nothing better else to do than sit there and annoy grown folks.
Yeah, so it got to the point of where anytime she called in, we'd either hang up on her or...
I can hang up on people?
Yes, we can.
Didn't know that.
Because I've been kicked out so many damn times, but yet I'm still coming over here. So, yeah.
No, I tuned in, like, a long-ass time ago, like, one time. Like, I was invited by somebody. They were like, "Hey, do you want to call in?" I'm like, "Sure." And, like, I tuned in, and, like, someone was fucking arguing. So I hung up. Like, they were going off, and I was just like, what the fuck? It was some chick.
Yeah,
arguing with another chick.
Of course.
It was like two bitches going at it, talking about who knew more and all this, and I'm like, no, fuck this shit.
Wow.
No, that's not even
yeah,
what it's
yeah,
fucking
there's,
about.
There's rare occasions of that where people come up on here and just start screaming at people for no reason. That hasn't happened
like,
in a long time, though.
I'm like, that's not even what fam's about. Like, if you want to argue about some, argue about some real shit, not about who fucking knows more, how many cars there are, and, I mean, fucking when did each album come out? I mean, fuck. Like, that doesn't make you fam.
Do you remember who invited you the last time you were here?
Do what?
I said,
what?
Do you remember? Do you remember? Like, who told you to call in? And that time you called in or tuned in.
It was like fucking God. What was that dude's name? Fucking shit. What was his name? I think it was like Jason or something. Fuck, I don't know.
James, John, I mean, did his name begin with a J?
Yeah, I know it began, he had like this long fucking name on Facebook, it was like,
oh god, that's a lot more over.
Yeah.
Like,
it was like, Jason Neck Cut a Twisted serial killer clown something. I was like, dude, there ain't
that
no need
come
for
on
all
these
that.
Days. Wow.
My
that shit
that
come on with doesn't fucking fit in.
Like, I can see it now, like, yo, my name is, like, Jason Netcutter, da 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 da, but just call me Netcutter. Be like, fuck, I don't need all your fucking information. Just tell me a nickname and I'll call you it.
Yeah. Maybe Jason Neckcutter Martin, maybe?
No. It was like a long, 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 long ass name. Does anybody on here go on JB?
Yeah, that's a no.
Hell to the no. Let's stick with my groups.
JB is full of fucking drama is all it is.
Angel, JB's not a group. She means Juggalo Bubble.
Oh.
Crazy.
I've been on Juggalo Book ever since freaking Pete omitted that bitch. I haven't been on that bitch.
Man, I don't even know what the hell you just said. What?
Pete omitted Chris Paul when he hit that bitch, remember?
I remember making a Juggalo Book and then never using it.
No, I got up on there and like everyone's like, because, you know, my name is Miss Chronic. It's been Miss Chronic. And everyone's like, oh, look at you being unoriginal. I said, bitch, ain't nobody else got this fucking name. Show me one motherfucker who's got my name, and I'll show you a motherfucker who's copying me, because ain't nobody got this name.
Yeah, I was on there once. I was like,
and what name is that?
Do what?
I said, what is your name?
Miss Chronic.
Yeah, there's nobody like that, no?
Oh, you know, depends on how you spell it.
I ain't never heard nobody with that name.
Now, it wasn't like I just came up with this name. I was given this name.
True. But, I mean, you know, there's probably like someone else that's named it, but it's just, like, spelled differently and shit like that.
I mean, I know there's other names with Chronic in it or Ms. in it, but I don't think there's another Ms. Chronic. I'm the one and only.
I mean, you know, not unless you count Angel as a missus.
Fuck you too.
No, but when I called in, it was like three people that were like the controlling. It was like two deep voices and then like one with like a high pitched voice.
Must have been Chris.
And then,
it must have been us and Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
It's true.
It's so fucking true.
Was he a host or?
Yeah, he was a co-host, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck happened to him?
Fired his ass.
He went to college, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly, and we fired him because of the fact he didn't do shit. He didn't promote. He never showed up for interviews that he was scheduled.
No, he was being rude to somebody when I called in.
He also always asked again our female callers or listeners for nudes.
Wow.
No, like I thought he was gay. Like, I'm serious. I thought
that's still up for debate right there.
I'm not being funny. Like, when I heard his, I thought he was maybe, like, a little fruity, like a little fruitcake. I mean, I'm not hating. I'm not trying to be funny. I just thought that's what I get for assuming, I guess.
Well, you assumed right.
Yes, you did.
You mean?
Yes, they are, but they're good assholes.
They're good assholes.
That made it sound like, you know, like, that sounds like something you would tell your bitch, like, oh, you got a good asshole.
I don't know if anybody really ever say that. You're like, baby, you the shit.
Oh, man.
You're like, quit farting on my dick.
Ew.
Like turn the other cheek. Justin, don't give these guys tacos. They're gassy as a motherfucker.
No, it's happening, man.
Oh yeah, you got the fucking business toilet.
But no, the gathering was fucking amazing.
Oh, I wish I won.
I was there via Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
same.
You were talking about like you were there. I was like, did you eat one of the peeps?
That would be a no.
Well, I ate one of the peeps. I ate tons of, like, dude, like, I'm a fat kid, and I ate, like, probably, like, 60-something peeps and played Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
I saw that one video that dude from Three Six Mafia went for a convertible. I saw that shit. That cracked me the fuck up.
Yeah, tell me how that lap dance worked.
Yeah, well, fucking Big Tony.
And then this one chick was like, hey, I can't get back any gas money. And I was like, well, what the fuck do you want me to do? And she was like, I'll show you my tits. I was like, bitch, what makes you think I'm fucking gay?
I'll
like,
show
do I
you
just
my
come off as gay? Do I just have, like, I'm a lesbian written across my forehead? Because pretty sure I looked in the mirror. And I don't.
Well, there was
fucking
one time.
Showers
this,
are nasty.
This one time these people wrote, I'm gay on this dude's forehead. And, like, he walked into a bathroom full of mirrors and he still didn't see it. And
no,
then he
like,
got in, until he got in his car, he saw it in the mirror. He got real mad.
their showers there, like, yeah, it's nice to be able to shower, but, like, they're fucking disgusting.
I'm sure it could probably be a step up from anywhere else. It's only Ohio.
I mean, like, it's like this pretty much, like, you know, there's, like, fucking, like, it's pretty much like a train cart that's, like, been rebuilt into a bathroom and, like...
They spray you down with a hose.
I mean, you, like, get in there and, like, half the showers are fucking broken and, like, the ones that do work are fucking filthy and I'm just like, what the fuck?
So it's safe to say, like, don't shower.
Yeah, like, I'd really, like, I took a shower, but I would rather probably be dirty for 3 days than take a shower there. Because, I mean, I wore, like, 2 pairs of flip-flops. Like, I had some on, and then I was standing on a pair.
Damn. I'd probably have to wait until, you know, I got home to fucking shower if that was the case.
Well, like, you know, I was there, and, like, I was like, everyone's like, hey, there's showers over there, and I'm like, fuck yeah, that's what I want to do is take a shower. And I was like, no, never again.
Like, fuck that.
But once I was up in that shower, and I was, like, already undressed, I was like, I already feel filthy, so I might as well turn the water on.
There you go. Got it done.
Because, I mean, like, I had already stepped up in there, and then I, like, looked down, and I was like, oh, gross. And then I was like, well, I mean, what could water hurt?
Could hurt a lot of things, like, if it's disgusting.
It's like, it's like taking a shower up in jail. They've got, like, the hand soap on the wall that you shower with, and it's like, ugh.
They got a soap on a rope.
Ooh. Oh, my God, there's this soap down here, and it's called soap on a rope without the rope.
Oh, they just had bars of soap, really?
No. Like, you know those, you know when you let go and wash your hand, there's that thing hanging on the wall, and you, like, hit it, and it, like, dispenses soap in your hand.
They had those in there?
Yeah, and you were supposed to, like, take a shower, and it was, like, it had, like, shampoo, body wash, and conditioner, and all of it smelled the same, and all of it came out the same. I think it was all just hand soap. They're not fooling nobody.
That's fucking funny. Here, wash your hair with some hand soap.
I mean, everything else was fine, just that shit sucked. And I didn't even use the, like, porta potties. I was like, oh my God.
Well, man, nobody wants to use those anywhere.
Hell nah.
Hell to the fucking nah.
I'd rather go in the woods like I did.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
I was clean. It wasn't like I'm one of these nasty bitches that shake. I was equipped.
Did you say shake? Or are you talking about, like, shemales? Like, what?
No. I'm talking about, okay, like, some girls, when they go and pee in the woods, instead of, like, wiping with a leaf or something, they'll just, like, shake. Like, go up and down. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's leaves all around you. But I was equipped. I had toilet paper.
It's like, I'm going to go behind this tree and take a shit.
Because, like, if the showers were looking like that, like, I'd be afraid I would, like, catch AIDS, STDs, and, like, everything else sitting on those toilets. So I was like, I'm going to go in the woods.
It's possible.
Hell yeah, it is.
But there was no privacy in the woods. People had, like, tents set up, and, like, I was, like, peeing by this tree. And, like, this dude was like, I see you. I was like, well, go the fuck back in your tent, you weirdo.
That's people for you.
People got the weird fucking fetishes, but yeah, that's life for you.
And like, and then he was like, no, when you get done, you want to come over here? And I walked over there. He was like, you want to do whippets and cocaine with me? I'm like, no, thank you. I was like, I'd be afraid you'd rape me afterwards.
Yeah, that may come next.
I mean, I'm down for doing some stuff, just not with him. He was weird.
Well, I mean, he was a little turned on by you taking a piss. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, look, at Big Tony.
I mean,
there.
I saw the tent there, but I didn't think no one was in there, and he just, like, barely unzipped it enough to stick his head out. I was like, I see you. I was like, well, go the fuck back in your tent. I think he was naked.
I think he was naked.
And he had, like, a weird tent. It had, like, a window up in there, and I was like, oh, God, he's probably looking at me.
Yeah, dude, he's watching you all the time. Creepers and tents.
But no.
Do you
know how hard it was to take a shower and not get your fucking dreadfalls wet? Because, like, I got them installed for the gathering. It wasn't like I had the ones on the ponytail where you just tied them up in your hair. Like, I had them installed into my hair. I was like, don't get wet, don't get wet. I had to, like, tie them up in this big-ass bun, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Never really heard somebody say they had hair installed before.
Well, it wasn't like, I mean, like what they do is they take your hair and like the dreadfall is like synthetic hair and it has like a loop in it. And they take your hair and they loop it through and then they braid it in with the rest of the hair.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of fake hair. That's fun.
Yeah, and like I'm pissing in tutus and shit.
Pissing in tutus.
And those and the furry ass step on one that chick wear.
Yeah.
Come on, Reed.
What?
He's talking about those, what are they called? Leggings?
Those rave boot shit.
Yeah,
them
furry ass
boot
things.
Covers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen plenty of them while I was there. I was like, that's too fucking hot, bitch. You know you over there burning up and you ain't looking sexy while wearing it. I was like, just take it off.
Shit. First, they're trying to figure out why the fuck they wear them in the first place. Like, what the
fuck
is the point of them?
I mean,
a lot of people do.
But I saw tons of those, and this one girl was over there. And, I mean, it was hot as fuck. And I had, like, my little portable, like, air conditioner, and I was like, she was like, can I come sit by it? I said, why? She said, I'm hot. I was like, well, look at what you're fucking wearing.
Did you say portable air conditioner?
Yeah, I was set
where the fuck do you find a portable air conditioner?
I made it myself. Let me tell you how I did it. I took a cooler. I filled it full of ice. I cut a little hole in the top of the styrofoam cooler. I put a battery-operated fan, and I took, a pipe, and I, like, fucking put it on the other side, and it was, like, blowing the ice, and then it was blowing out the tube in my face. It felt
fucking
like
fucking MacGyver and his bitch.
Yeah, really.
Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
I don't think anybody would ever be that smart to figure something like that out.
Probably not.
Damn.
Nah, but I was, like, chilling. And, like, it was, like, all to myself. And she was like, can I come sit there with you? I was like, why? And she was like, I'm hot. I was like, well, bitch, look what the fuck you're wearing. You're wearing them fuzzy-ass boots. You're wearing a long-sleeve shirt. And I know that tutu's hot. I was like, I'm over here sitting half-naked, and I'm burning up.
A long-sleeve shirt? What the fuck? Summertime.
And she was like, well, I'm hot. I was like, well, take the shit off. She said, I look cute. I said, I ain't seen nobody holler at you the whole time you've been here. You must not look that cute.
Damn,
straighten, shut her the fuck down.
Pipe bomb.
I'm blunt.
She walked away crying.
But no, like, I mean, she was like, well, I mean, tons of girls here have them. I was like, yeah, and tons of bitches are walking around here naked. You don't see me doing it. I was like, just because one bitch does something don't mean do it. I mean, fuck, be original.
You would think, but that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I was sitting there in, like, a tank top and some shorts, like, and I mean, yeah, I had the tutu, I had the fishnets and all that for when I went to the shows, but if I was just, you know, walking around chilling, I had on normal clothes, like... I'm not going to sit there and sweat my ass off and be uncomfortable for nothing. I mean, like, especially since I'm, like, a big chick. Like, I mean, there was tons of skinny bitches walking around looking just like that chick did. I mean, if I wanted to look like that, you know, like, they're going to go holler at the skinny, fine-ass bitches, but they're going to come holler at me.
I'm still trying to figure out why they fucking wear those damn fucking leggings anyway.
Are you still on that? Really?
I mean, they were cute when they first, like, came out or whatever, but, I mean, they're really for ravers. Like, they're not really... I mean, when people think of The Gathering, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, fuzzy leggings and bitches with yarn in their hair. And I'm like, well, yeah, you know. I mean, and I'm all for the yarn falls, dread falls, cyber locks, but... You ain't gonna get me to wear no leg warmers in fucking summertime. You can barely get me to wear fucking shoes. Much less something that comes up to my knees that's fuzzy.
Alright, we'll let that one go.
Little fuzzy wuzzy.
Fuzzy wuzzy was a bear.
Wow, with your sweet little boots.
What the fuck was that? Angel's out of his damn mind.
And then I was
like,
I
know. I got him over here laughing like a fucking loser.
Do you know what happened?
Yes.
I was sitting
on my little blanket.
I was sitting on my blanket, eating me some fast food with some fucking french fries, and this bitch, I ain't never met her in my life, comes over and takes a french fry. I'm like, what the fuck you think you're doing?
She was like,
we fam. I was like, yeah, we fam. But don't steal my fucking french fries.
Hey, what?
That's how people become handicapped.
And she was like, I mean, she ended up being a cool chick. Like, we sat there a minute. She was like, we fam, we're supposed to help you. I was like, bitch. I was like, I suggest if you want to keep your finger, you keep it up out my food.
Could at least ask first.
Yeah.
She just came up and dipped it in my ketchup. I was like, well, damn, at least you didn't double dip.
Well, I guess that's the point.
Wow.
Where is my lighter? Oh, found it. She over here like, well, I mean, we're fam. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, I will go get
you
went, some first call,
like
but you ain't touching mine.
When you my fucking fool, you're going to die.
Well, I'll go and buy you some french fries, but you ain't touching mine.
How much was the food down there? I'm curious. How much was it?
Dirt cheap, for real. Like, everything was like a dollar.
Even the ribs and shit like that, a dollar? Damn.
Well, I mean, the ribs were like fucking $2.50, but I mean, shit. I was expecting it to be like some fucking $10 for a burger, but no.
I know, that's some place's shoe. Look how much for a fucking turkey drumstick. $10
Like, and I mean, like, everyone that goes there and like, man, I got so dehydrated. I don't see how you could be dehydrated. Like, everywhere you look, there's a Faygo stand, and they're pretty much handing out Faygos for free. I mean, I think they're like 10 cents a Faygo. Like, I mean, go borrow a nickel or a dime off somebody. Shit, 10 pennies. I know you got 10 pennies.
Yeah, Angel.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you came up there and looked like you were fitting a dime, I'm pretty sure they would have just handed you one. I don't think 10 cents was going to make them or break them.
It's true.
Trust me, well, the people going down there, they're going to get their money in a heartbeat like that, bam.
What the fuck was that?
Dude.
Did you just die?
Twisted Seminar.
Twisted Seminar.
Twisted Seminar was, like, hilarious. He was sitting there, and he was like, this was a couple years back, but Twisted Seminar, he was sitting there, and he was like, man, motherfuckers around here be selling anything. He was like, and he was like, bitches be pulling grass about the fucking thing and putting it in a bag and be like, official in gathering grounds. And he was like, and then Madrox is like, he's like, people be bagging up the water. This is official Lake Hepatitis Walter. He was like, and there's a little condom floating on the top, a little condom ring. He was like, people be swimming up in there. He was like, what did I tell y'all? Lake Hepatitis is a no-go for the juggalos.
The thing is, people would actually buy that.
And they were.
They buy anything nowadays, hell.
And then he was like, man, we fooled so many people saying that Shaggy's necklace was at the bottom of Lake Hepatitis. He was like, it was. But the thing is that someone got it out years ago, and we still tell people they're in there, and they go in there and swimming, coming up, floating with a condom around the ear.
That's pretty fucking gross.
Face bomb.
That's the only thing, though. Like, up in Ohio, there is no, like, hepatitis. Kind of makes me sad.
Kind of makes you sad.
I mean, it wasn't like I was looking forward to swimming in Lake Hepatitis. I was just, I mean.
Wow.
Now where's Angel going to lifeguard at?
Seriously.
He was looking forward to that.
Yeah, fucking sure. Diving in the fucking Lake Hepatitis to save somebody.
Lake Hepatitis is a no-go for the juggalos. There was one dude up there talking about some, if he wasn't a juggalo, he wouldn't be able to cook.
What?
He was like, he was drunk, and he was like, if it wasn't for Shags and them, like, I wouldn't be the motherfucker I am today. He was like, I can cook like a motherfucker, sausage, eggs, bacon, biscuits, and I was just like, dude, are you going to keep rambling on? And every time he would, like, inhale a cigarette and exhale it, he'd go, like, and then he'd be talking, and he'd go, like, in between words. I'm like, bitch, just blow it all out, then say something. He was fucked up.
Well, yeah, for all the shit I be hearing, they be doing some crazy shit at the fucking gathering. Like, crazy fucking shit. Look what happened. Somebody ate somebody's ass from that freaking contest, what I heard.
Oh, there was this one chick up there. I'm talking big as Missy. And she was walking around butt-ass naked. I'm like, please put some clothes on. Just please.
I'm sorry, but if you're that fat, that big, you should not be walking around naked.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, having good self-esteem, you know, loving yourself. But, I mean, don't make people barf in the process.
There you go. Somebody had to say it.
Seriously.
I mean, I'm a big chick, but I'm not going to walk around in public naked. I mean, yeah, I'm a big chick. I'm not hating on her for being big. I'm hating on her because, you know, there's a difference in having self-confidence and thinking you're the finest thing to walk the earth. I mean, yeah, she was pretty in the face.
In the face. That's usually what you say to big girls.
Yeah. By the way, Ghetto, I sent
like
you a
I
link.
Said. Like I said,
don't
I'm
you
big.
Don't you start sending me links, man.
Like I said, I'm big, but I'm not fucking huge.
Well, Gettleman, I think we need to move to fucking St. Louis.
I don't want to go to St. Louis.
Well, the only reason I say that is because apparently St. Louis has a fucking nude maid service.
Nude maid service?
Yeah, right,
I'm going to end up with that fat girl she was just talking about.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's best for business.
Like, all right, we got you. The fuck is this? I said, make me eggs, not eat them.
Yeah, that's the link I sent you to. I sent you, man. St. Louis, nudemaid.com.
So how old is everybody?
I'm 27.
130.
And Angel's 14.
Fuck you too. 22, son of, you son of a bitch.
How old?
22.
Oh my god, twinsies.
Did she really just say that?
No, I'm fucking with you. It sounded like the right thing to say.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, don't let Angel fool you.
Oh my god, let's be besties. And we can be like twinsies. And like we can go chill at the mall together. You know, with Bay. And oh my god, no.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, it took a dark turn.
My ex-boyfriend, like, okay, he was like, dude, I was in an ICP video. I was like, were you really? He was like, well, I didn't believe him from the beginning. He was like, yeah. And he was like, it's Juggalo Allen. He was like, okay, now you see the guy in the red, or the red, white, and black face paint, talking about ABK's face paint. I was like, yeah. He was like, that's me blowing out weed smoke. I was like, in the ABK face paint? He was like, yeah, I guess. I was like, bitch, you would know if you were painting your face up like ABK.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. Can't even lie properly.
Hell no.
He was like, I guess. I was like, nigga, you would know. I was like, you don't just find what face paint. Like, if you Google face paint, like, it's going to come up with some, like, tigers and shit. It's not like he Googled it and thought it was cool.
Fucking tigers.
But I think we should play a truck.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to hear? I guess not. So I say we go with...
Your head until your skull shows. Yeah, I'm a sandy guy to pick you up. What up?
What's that bitch? Wait.
What's up?
About to smoke me one more cigarette.
Me too. Oh my god, I'm finna light it right now.
Yeah, ghetto man. As far as the pricing for those fucking for that maid service, holy shit.
You still on that shit?
Hell yeah.
Watch it come up and be like some fucking 7-pound bitch. Like 700-pound bitch.
She just said a 7-pound bitch.
Don't make fun. Okay. I'm a little down right now. I'm a little down.
I think they must have too much stardust.
Fucking from Ethiopia.
Shit, man. Just one touch and turns to dust.
No, I came up on here and now I listened to some fucking Eminem.
Damn, that was like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Some Bond 97 Bond and Claude. Oh, shit.
Yo, Havoc, can you play me a song, though?
No.
No, can we just play it first?
Nah.
Did you just call him Havoc?
That's his name.
Yes, that would be me.
Oh,
I am Havoc.
I didn't know y'all's name. I didn't know your name. You never introduced me. You introduced Ghetto G and Angel, but you never introduced yourself.
Wait, he's the one that answered the phone.
But he didn't say, hello, this is Havoc, what is your name? He said, we have a 205, so I'm guessing it's Leanne. I was like, what? He was like, or it's not Leanne. It's either Leanne or it's Nicole.
Damn it, Havoc, you're going to start doing that.
I mean, you could have lost an amazing caller just because you got me confused with some other bitch.
Don't worry.
Damn.
Up right there. I could have just hung up right there and never called back. And I mean, I wouldn't be on here making y'all laughing and being the most dope bitch that I am. Get some.
And then the awkward silence.
We just thought she can have her moment. There you go.
No, it's because I made y'all speechless because I just cracked it open like a fresh can of worms up in this bitch. Because I just gave y'all a little reality check and like y'all were like, damn, what do we say to that? And I was like, y'all can't say nothing because y'all know I'm right.
So what's up with that 7-pound bitch?
Dude, who the fuck is laughing like that?
That would be the demon. No, I didn't mean he laughed like a demon. I said he was a demon.
No, there was this chick. She was like fucking like 21, and she would laugh. She was like,
it's because she had a smoker's cough.
Like, what the fuck? I'm like, you can't laugh about coughing.
Smoke another
every
one.
Time... I mean, I'm a chainsaw smoker. We taste for blood.
She's over there smoking a whole pack a day.
I do, but you don't see me sounding like that.
Not yet.
I don't smoke or drink all like that.
Yes, we noticed.
I've smoked for like 4 years.
I think it's a waste of money. That's just my opinion.
Keep smoking. End up with a
I'm
hole
trying to quit
in your lungs.
Real.
It's like, in my opinion, some cigarettes and drinking is like, to me, it's like you're spending money on those nails. Those $40 or $50 nails.
What?
Where the fuck are you living at with some $40 or $50 nails? My nails cost $20 when I get them done.
No, not what I meant. I'm talking about when you got a girl, they're spending that much money on fucking nails. Fingers.
Are you a creep?
Man, that's what girls do.
I know.
Yeah,
I think that's a waste of
money.
I just think that's a waste of money, in my opinion.
They cost $20. I've had acrylics like once or twice, and it was only $20.
So I don't know where
course,
the fuck you getting,
of course
but
we
you
find
can't
that
rob the Yoshis.
Angel enjoys that. He likes getting them fake nails and whatnot.
Fuck you, ghetto.
Speaking of which, man, I just saw you walking down. When I was going to the movies earlier, man, I saw you walking across the street. Your platform shoes on, looking like a chick.
This motherfucker, are you fucking serious? You fucking asshole. I still love you, though. You fucking asshole.
No, but seriously, though, I saw this fucking thing walking across the street. Could have sworn it was a chick, though it turned its head.
No, like, I could do something right now that would annoy y'all, but I don't want y'all to hang up on me, so I'm gonna keep it to myself.
What is that? You want us to hang
exactly.
up on
exactly. Now, do it.
Well, what are you going to do?
I just want you to play a song.
Well, why would we hang up on you to play a song?
I was going to be mimicking old girl.
She wants to hear We Don't Die.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
I was going to say her catchphrase before I asked it.
Oh, no. I think we're going to have to reopen the box.
What?
I think.
Yeah, open the strange music box.
No, goddamn it, not that one.
Yeah,
no,
no,
but
no,
you
good.
Should, like...
You
should
like
really
what?
Play I Wanna Be by Twisted. No, All I Ever Wanted. No, that is.
What do you mean with Chris Cali? Chris Cali and Twisted, do you mean?
No, goddammit. Pay attention.
What?
This is Angel. He doesn't know how to pay
vibe.
Attention.
You just killed my vibe.
They don't call me the demon for nothing.
Yeah, we don't call you Lee Kirk for nothing either.
Yeah, that's a...
Ooh,
fuck
that
you,
made
Abby.
Me think of an ICP theater shit that they... When they were going over Kendrick Lamar's video, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
Yeah, terrible song, terrible video.
Terrible.
And he was like, Mom, I need you to iron my wife. Mom! That was so funny. Mom,
yeah, but they had the opportunity to talk so much shit on that show, but they never did.
Yeah, sir.
I know, like, and then, hold on. And then, like, fucking, where's my lighter?
It's the second time she's asked that.
Where's the lighter?
Where do you keep a track?
Where is my lighter?
I'm just saying here in the last, like, half hour, man, she lost her lighter twice.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh,
whereas
no.
me, I found mine like a second.
Oh, found the lighter.
She found her lighter. Hit the song.
All I ever wanted was,
I don't wanna lie.
All I ever wanted was a
God that I never got.
All I ever needed,
no one ever cared.
All I ever wanted was,
someone take me out of here.
All I ever wanted was for me to be a myth,
yeah.
Hidden from the land of the bliss. I'm constantly distant, pissed off. My mind frame shackled to the flow, and I can't move even a little. All I ever wanted was a noose to hang from, and then I show all of you bitches where I came from. The carnival is coming, you can see it in my eyes, screaming at the top of my lungs. I wanna die. You couldn't see it with your glasses on. Without a witness doing dirt by my lonely, and then I'm gone. All I ever wanted was to flip the script. You pull the gat on me, and I'ma break broken arms, bitch. Eastside represented by the killer, drug dealer. Put your hands up if you feel us. And I don't give a fuck about your bitches spreading hate.
Why?
Cause most of you hoes will be dead at 28.
Yeah.
All I ever wanted was,
I don't wanna lie.
All I ever wanted was a
God that I never got.
All I ever needed. Let me kick back and reminisce. Only a few things I can think of by my list. A new meat cleaver with an edge like a razor and a whip I connect it to a hater.
If all I ever wanted, I ain't asking for much. I handle with an axe on the end of my bunch, and then swing it down with all that I got into the ground and grab the fire in my top.
Hatchet riders and juggalos come with us. We've seen the flow, the
other side the fuck up. Got that bitch with gas, you need a matches. I got something for all they asses. Listen to them now, pleading for their life. Talking about they were wrong and always knew we were right. Like the Molly Tom. What we ever wanna start happening now?
All I ever wanted was,
I don't wanna lie.
All I ever wanted was a
job that I never got.
All I ever needed,
no one ever cared.
All I ever wanted was,
someone take me out of here.
All I ever wanted was a chance to shine. I wasn't asking for much, I just wanted mine. I don't even have a clue what went wrong. I just knew I wouldn't let this shit slide for long. Tell me something, who the fuck you laughing at? What the fuck you thinking? Don't you see this rap? Tell me what the hell is stopping me from cracking your dome, from smacking your dome till it ooze like foam.
All I ever wanted was an eye for an eye. I'ma taste your soul when I swallow it live.
Turn around, wasn't looking, digging in your locker. As soon as you looked up, whack, that's when I got you. Crack, crack, kept racking again. Kept thumping the skull until it finally caved in. It looked like spaghetti in a broken bowl. I guess I lost your soul, that's all I ever wanted though.
All I ever wanted was,
I don't wanna lie.
All I ever wanted was a
God that I never got.
All I ever needed,
no one ever cared.
All I ever wanted was,
someone take me out of here.
All I ever wanted was, yeah. Choke your fucking neck until your ass is out of breath. All I ever wanted was to hear you scream. You know it's hard to sleep when you're controlled by your dreams. The man in the mirror knows the vanity's a must. But will he understand and become like one of us? Painting up his face, not giving a fuck. Grabbing his nuts and expecting bad luck. All I ever wanted was a brand new act. Strictly for the purpose of chopping and splitting back. All I ever wanted was to watch you leave. For the cause of the underground in which I believe. I'm a maniac. But you don't understand. My act keeps swinging like blades on stealing lands. I can show you everything but you can't see. That all I ever wanted to be was just me.
All I ever wanted was,
I don't wanna lie.
All I ever wanted was a
God that I never got.
All I ever needed,
look into the darkness, a superhero appears from the shadows. Could it be Batman or just another fat kid with a cape?
Man, this is bullshit!
And we're back.
Oh God, ow.
And she's hurting herself over there?
Because my pants are hurting.
Why?
Because they're pajama pants and they were, like, up around my thigh. And, like, when I rolled over, it was, like, the excess pajama, like, squeezed. And I was like, what the fuck? So I just took them off.
That works. Yeah, ghetto. Even up on JR, we still got chicks stripping up on here.
What?
Only on JR can your pajama pants get stuck.
Whatever's best for business.
Well, I mean, shit. You know, they came off, so that'd be best for business.
Wait, why did they come off?
Oh, she just said it. She took them off.
All right.
First layer.
Hey, that's fun. I mean, look at that. That's the business.
Yup, yup, yup.
Who needs pants anyway?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, like, why don't we just live our lives pantsless.
Exactly.
And we could.
I can't remember if I had a dream or if I really did go to school pantsless.
Yeah, I highly doubt it was a dream.
No, like I think that, like, I had a dream that, like, I went to school pantsless, but I think I really, like, went to school, but it was, like, a long shirt, and, like, I didn't wear pants. I can't remember.
Yeah, that really happened.
Mm-hmm. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck, this ain't the Twilight Zone. Earthly. I think the only time we're ever in our fucking Twilight Zone is when fucking angels called in. What's gonna happen for fucking Raw? If we could find out. Oh no.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, it's all about destiny.
No,
get
fuck
off.
You. I'm sorry, but destiny has no place for emotions. Dario's destiny was to get fired, and that.
Look, hey, I wasn't talking about Dario. I was talking about Orton.
What?
Orton
seems to be
saying
the exact same shit.
No, he doesn't. You don't
have it.
He used to.
Oh, he doesn't have a destiny.
He doesn't have a destiny.
True, he doesn't.
Whatever you say, Abby.
Orton's destiny is to never become champion again.
So is this our story now?
No.
Oh,
I'm still here.
Boy, you quit my silent.
Came out of nowhere. Creeping on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The hell was that?
I have no clue. That uh-huh. was not me.
That was not me. What the fuck?
Miss Kronk, are you dying over there?
No.
Yeah. I don't even know what the hell was going on.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That sound.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, I'm just, like, silent right now, so to speak. I'm looking at it, like, what the fuck?
I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yes, like, are you serious?
Dumb.
He's making some weird-ass noises over there.
Not for real.
Not for real.
And these two call me the weird ones.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You two call me weird most of the damn time. I'm all freaking on here.
Well, are we lying? No.
Hey, I like being straight. Hey, I like being straight and deranged. Hey.
Hey.
I don't like it when people call me sick. It's twisted. Calling it sick makes it sound like there's a cure.
You're sick.
I'm twisted. So, like...
And they call us strange.
Okay, God damn it.
So, like, a trash bag is only a trash... A trash bag is not a trash bag until you put trash in it. Until then, it's just a bag.
Listen, Riddler, we don't know what the fuck you're trying to say.
Exactly. That's not best for
what
business.
The fuck? That's my theory on life.
I think you need a different theory.
Mm-hmm. I gotta agree with G on this.
Because I'm living the life I love.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I'm lost like a motherfucker.
You don't understand. Don't nobody understand.
Yeah, that's the point I was making. Nobody understands.
Hey, but yo, Havoc, though, can you play me a song, though, I Am Everything?
No, you were nothing.
No. You are nothing. I don't even know if we have that on the soundboard. Well, it's one of those. And then Angel will be like, are you fucking serious?
He really does need a shirt that says that now. With his face on it.
Here we go. I Am Everything.
11-371, Mama brung the gun. To this world and ever since it's a ton to fun. Leave the bitches done, off in they lungs are come. Tell the sun, give it a slap on the buzz and run. I got money, man. Give me dummy day. Make a honey drain, a funny thing, a tummy pain. All I want is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Rapping liquor, flocking hoes. Got the drop and a lock and load. Haters can fuck off. Flee with your tough talk. This is no mercy, thirsty for blood and a bust off. I am the reason they find you stiff with your nuts off. Cut cross and dust it off for yapping too much, boss. Rules don't apply to me. America lie to me. There ain't no way you containing the devil inside of me. And your children, they love it. How I'm reveling rugged. If it ain't about the way that I can clutch and duck it, motherfuck it.
Laughing out,
making
better bed.
Laughing out,
might as well let it
burn. Laughing out,
baby, it's in my blood.
Cash and
I'm everything you're thinking of.
I am everything you ever were afraid of.
Bury me, bitch, I am everything.
Yes, I'm that one, nigga. My God, son, nigga. I fuck your brain.
night, no need for no sleep but sale. On the bomb and the anthrax in the mail. On the side, not death for the legend Kool-Aid. White knife through the magic of a black plague. On the blood that you drink from the poison well. The drug of choice, I fear, you know me well.
I'm the Stubby Eagle, bomb in the night. It's me. Roll around town, smoking the blood or a pie. It's
me.
Eddie, come out, King Tekken 9.
It's me.
It's from the maniacs who rule the night. It's
yeah.
Me. Freddy Krueger or the Psycho Michael Myers.
Yeah.
The demons come and get you, so you better play nine. With like a pack of pyros always starting up on the five. The brother knows the strange music, what you gonna do?
Rise and down.
Make it better, better.
Left and down.
Might as well let it burn.
And we are back. Oh, Ghetto, I know one thing that's gonna be happening on this might be happening on Raw tomorrow night.
And what is that?
A reunion.
Of what?
Never ask.
What is that noise?
The NWO.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's the birthday bash. There you go.
Yeah. And there's a chance where we might just end up seeing NWO take on the authority. Happen.
Now, why would we need to see that?
Well, that makes the money. Typical. They need to get their money back. That's all they lose the fucking with all the fucking budget cuts. Look what happened in the fire. Fuck, the bellkeeper.
The bellkeeper. Who the fuck is the bellkeeper?
The one
what
who
the
chose
the bellkeeper.
And why the fuck do we care about the bellkeeper?
I know that. They fired him.
Why do we care?
Yeah,
nobody's
really.
Safe.
Like, I mean, that's like, you know, when they announced that they fired a fucking referee. We didn't care. Oh, this Karnick left us.
Jeez.
Oh, it's all Engel's fault because we played the track.
No. It's your fault for not saying who you are. No, I'm kidding.
How about the fact that fatherhood.gov removed Del Rio off their site?
Uh-huh.
And apparently they want a freaking petition for the Super Mega Force episode.
What?
Okay, petition. That's in the new Power Rangers reunion set for... they're at 700 encounter right now with Robert Black Anthony Foster. Okay, then... Yeah, some of the originals.
Raw, Superman.
Well, they're not going to, I hate to break it to you, but that petition is not going to do any good.
I'm just saying, they're making the petition. They are.
Who, Power Rangers are, or?
You know, the original cast.
There again, that petition is not going to do much considering the fact that episode's already been recorded. Well, has already been taped and everything like that.
They're still in the process of doing that shit, still.
Oh.
Yeah, because who they won? They won freaking Jason. They won the original. They won the Turbo Ranger, the blue one. They won the Black Ranger. They won freaking Adam. They want freaking Kira.
Kira, who the fuck is Kira? Oh, yeah, Kira. Okay, never mind.
They got the one from Zio, the Pink Power Ranger. They want fucking Rocky. The chick from Ninja Storm. And Kimberly. Yeah.
So that's for the petition?
Yeah. You want me to show you a link?
No.
Not really, but if you must. Well, apparently Conan's pissed off about gonna be firing Del Rio.
Isn't that guy always pissed about everything?
Yeah, he goes... let's see, these are some of his tweets. He goes, should be no surprise what happened to Del Rio. There has always been rampant racism in the industry from subtle to obvious. Hashtag putos.
Dumbass.
At WWE, you released... Rodriguez, you fucked. Viva Del Rio, now hashtag free. At Rey Mysterio, hashtag putos. No, hashtag no Valen Vergs, whatever the fuck that means. Rey deserves more respect. He's giving WWE everything. Or the kitchen sink, hashtag free Rey.
He can't even use the kitchen sink. He'd get injured.
let's see. Conan also tweeted, Cody R. Berry, the WWE.com social media worker that reportedly made a racist remark to Del Rio, leading to Del Rio assaulting him and then being released. Conan wrote, at Cody Berry, Barberry, don't even think by a long shot this is over. Hashtag Raza is watching. Hashtag something in Spanish. another fan asked, Conan, how does he know the whole Del Rio isn't a work? Replied, because I talked to ADR and racism is still rampant in the industry. Oh, he'll be racist somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's the same reason they fired Finger Carlito.
No, they fired Carlito because he sucked.
Oh. I thought he did that for that bullshit. Because he said something to Eve.
What did you say to her? I want to get in your pants?
Some shit like that, yeah.
Angel, you realize, you know, this isn't a position to get them into fucking Super Mega Force. That's what you said.
That's what I said. They want to get in the battle. I don't know how the hell Blake Foster, the Turbo Ranger, is going to fit in that shit.
Oh, Angel, they don't want to get into the battle on Super Mega Force, fool. That's not what it says.
Oh.
It says, please sign a petition and join the unofficial Facebook group if you'd like to see a new Collins Union made for the actors unable to join Jason David Frank for filming of the Super Mega Force episode Legendary Battle. Trying to get into that battle. Yes, you did. I will sign it.
I swear, that Turbo Radio looks old as fuck, though.
Oh, Rocky?
No, I said Turbo. The kid.
I mean, when I played Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
And he still fit in that bitch.
Technically, it wasn't even him in the
Then I cannot say nothing. They didn't say anything in Japan anyway with the fucking White Ranger.
So here's a fun fact. Did you ever know that the Saul doll had a name?
The one in Jigsaw?
Yeah, you know, the doll thing.
I did not.
Yeah, apparently its name is Billy.
A fuck?
Yeah, did anybody ever know that after seeing 7 Saw movies?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever having a name.
Yeah, Lord has a name.
Oh, damn, you know what's doing every day?
Yeah. I have all those movies. I watched all those movies. I don't recall ever hearing that.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, at least I found my next case of Faygo I'm going to get.
Man, I just bought a Faygo earlier, 24-ounce, man, 99 cents.
Well, let's see, on Faygo.com, you can get a 24-case, 24-ounce bottle for $50. And the flavor I'm going for is cotton candy.
There you go.
That's cool.
The hell did you just say?
I said cotton candy and popsicles, motherfucker. What did you think I said?
I don't know, some random bullshit.
Well, it's very possible, yes. I think tomorrow while I'm at the mall, I'm going to walk around bumping some Ghetto G.
You know what?
Yeah, man, I'm going to bump some Ghetto G through my headphones.
There you go.
Like, what the fuck you just said?
You can go in the middle of the mall and you start doing a wobble.
Yo, that was actually one of the tracks I was thinking about bumping in the mall.
How funny would that be, man? Just walk in the middle of the mall and then you start doing whatever the fuck the song says. Like, left that's arm up.
Arm down.
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
Oh, bud. Definitely work out.
That'd be funny as hell to see. I wish somebody would do that at my mall.
And wasn't somebody supposed to make a fucking video or something like that. Doing it.
Yeah, that was dumbass Trey.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out too well. I did it.
Dumbass Trey. Holy shit, though. This G.I. Joe from 1990. I used to have this one.
Damn.
Scrolling here through Saul things, and I see a G.I. Joe action, Cobra something or other. I used to have this one.
That's fucking nuts right there.
Yeah. Somebody's selling it for $8.
Oh, fuck. $8.
Yeah.
Right there.
I want to buy this Saul doll on the bike, but it's too expensive.
Yeah, there you go, man. Buy Billy.
I seen this in Spencer's at one time, a long time ago.
That's it. I'm still stuck on the whole fucking doll having a name Billy.
Yeah. Go back and watch the movie.
What about that? I found a track that Gilly G up on his river that should be on the soundboard.
And what's that?
Make These Bitches Bark.
Yeah, that's a funny song. It's a very angry song about fucking bitches.
You know, fucking Reverb should just give us a fucking, the option, you know, to download everything without having to go one by one by one by one.
There isn't that option?
No. It's like you have to download each track individually.
Bastards.
Seriously. Oh, try to move on to Tiny Toons is,
You already downloaded the only two songs she has there.
Oh, no. She has another song on there.
What else does she have?
She has Kingdom.
Yeah. That's also on my Reverb.
Yeah, but it's not for download.
Is it for download on hers?
Nope.
Exactly. It's not for download, you thief. It is on the soundboard, though.
Yeah, I know, but I was going to add it to my iPod.
Damn iPods. What are you laughing about?
I don't know what's going on my fucking mind, so yeah.
He doesn't even know.
Seriously, what the fuck's the matter with you?
So I went to go see the Ninja Turtles movie.
Is it actually good or is it shitty?
I thought it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's up on that Vizzo site.
What the fuck did you just say?
That's the name of the damn site. I got the exact same shit.
Yeah, Vizzo. How the fuck you want to pronounce it?
No, I watched it at the movie theater.
Yeah, no. I'm saying it's up on that site, too, but except they got fucking shitty quality up on there.
I sat up in VIP.
Yeah, that's why I barely watch it.
I got VIP treatment, nigga, damn.
Even though Puppet Master Monic Toys is pretty good quality. Even look at Toxie, good quality too.
I don't know. The only issue I really had with the movie was they made Michelangelo say "bruh" too much.
Yeah, I heard that during the fucking preview.
Really? Okay. Seriously?
Yeah, I mean he was funny in the movie and all that, but they kept making him say bruh, and that was just annoying.
Shit, we got another fucking Zach Ryder in the fucking movie. That's fucking great.
Zach Ryder doesn't say bruh. And then they made Raphael, man, like the fucking Hulk, man. That dude was big as fuck.
Okay, I like the sound of that. That's how he's the cocky one of the group anyway, so to speak.
Man, they were beastie in that movie, man.
Yeah, they definitely are.
But all I want to know is, when the hell did Donatello wear glasses?
That's what I've been wondering.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they got Donatello wearing glasses in this movie.
Well, he usually does wear glasses. Look at the last animated one that they made.
Yeah,
no, I'm talking like the original, like Ninja Turtles. Do you ever remember him wearing glasses?
Hell to the nah. Well, all the turtles I've been seeing, nah, that he never wore fucking glasses. Only time he wore glasses when he was dealing with high-tech shit.
And then, he wears glasses, and then he wears, like, all that random shit on his back, on those computers and whatnot.
Yeah, but and that fucking bow staff that he has, like a fucking rocket on it.
Is that what that is? I don't know. He kept shooting something out of it.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Why?
I don't know. The one part, he was like, I always wanted to try this, and then he shot it into the car, and the car flew up in the air.
So how did they shredder pretty good?
Dude, Shredder's fucking beastie looking, too. They fucking definitely gave him an upgrade.
Well, how did they did him, though? He was an alien, or he was a human?
He was a human. They just put on armor, you know, looking like Triple H.
Okay, just making sure, just making sure.
Yeah, and then he got, like, retractable, I guess you could say is a word, of, like, knives and shit that fly out, and then he can pull them back, and then he throw them out again and shit.
That reminds me of that one when he did the fucking multiverse episode. Hell.
Yeah, but I don't know. Shredder was pretty cool looking, though.
Yeah, and Ghetto Man, you need to fix your goddamn fucking reverb.
What's wrong with my reverb? I don't even do anything on there.
How about the fact
the
I downloaded?
How
about I download? I'll be there to see your birthday cake. And look at it, it says contributing artist, double platinum.
It actually shows that?
Yeah.
That's only because whenever I saved it out of whatever the hell it was, that's what it was on there. How the hell does that happen?
And then, let's see, for Welcome to the End, contributing artist, double platinum.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike Wood was in both of those songs. Well, he was still in the I'll Be There song. But not so much the other song. But yeah, that's what happens whenever I save it out of acid. It saved as double platinum, and I really don't know how to change it.
I don't know.
Gave you that. I didn't know it gave you that kind of information.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at it, it says contributing artist, double platinum. I'm like, wait, what?
Damn, dude. That's like, yeah, we learned something new today. I never knew it did that.
I'm surprised you ain't on SoundCloud.
That's crazy.
Wait, what'd you think?
What?
I'm surprised you ain't on SoundCloud. I'm surprised you don't go over there too.
I am on SoundCloud.
He's on SoundCloud.
Oh.
I don't really use it that much though.
Or take your shit to YouTube.
Yeah, I got some on there too. Don't really got videos though, you know, cause I don't know. Got like a bunch of still pictures, and then you got like the song playing.
Yeah. I mean, he's up on SoundCloud. I mean, I just jacked fucking Kingdom off of there.
Yeah, see? When Havoc can't get it off Reverb, he jacks it off of SoundCloud.
Hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I don't blame him.
He got a way around the no download button.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, at one day, he was like, I got a song. I was like, how the fuck you get that? It's like, I stole it off of SoundCloud.
Yep. I've got about 90 songs by Ghetto G altogether.
Say 90 songs?
Yeah.
Damn.
I made 90 songs?
Damn.
Man, you made more than fucking 90.
Holy 100 fucking
songs?
Shit.
You just try this world records. See how many songs you got. See what's the record.
Damn, dude, I didn't even realize I had that many songs.
You have a shitload more than that, bud.
Well, like 300 or more than that.
So does that mean that I got, like, you still got, like, the real old shitty stuff that I made?
Yeah. I mean, let's see, I've got,
What's your first check here, fucking man? I like to hear that shit.
Nobody ever needs to hear that shit.
I want to hear this for the fuck of it.
Yeah, let's see. I got the entire thing from Born to Kill, Highs and Lows, Killers Need Love, and of course,
that's
Strange Change Mistake.
Oh, there you go. That's old.
But what's your first track you ever fucking made? I want to hear that shit.
Man, the first song anybody ever really heard or whatever the fuck you want to say would have been my remix to Air Force Ones.
I gotta hear that shit.
Talk about my Van Force Ones.
You got it. I just want to hear it for the fun of it.
No, ain't nobody got that shit. That's so terrible.
But gentlemen, if you have the new JR intro on your computer, man, can you send that my way?
The what intro?
The JR intro.
Which one's that?
The one that you did with the Obsolete.
Oh, that real ghetto one I threw together real quick. Yeah. I think I still got that. Should still be there.
What happened to that?
I said, what happened to that?
What happened to it was I got that new hard drive, and that was one of the songs that I forgot to fucking say to the external.
I really wish I still had that instrumental, the one that Obsolete used.
Yeah, seriously,
it would have made things a lot easier.
Yeah, it would have.
Damn it, Obsolete, show back up and give me that instrumental.
Man, he's probably dead. What the fuck are you talking about?
There is that possibility.
What, this is back from your MySpace days?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Back when we used AIM.
Yeah, seriously.
Hit me up on AIM.
Yeah, seriously, holy shit. It's funny because I downloaded AIM now and I came in front. I think any motherfucking people that were on my list back then are no longer there. They're like all dead.
Yeah, I mean, they're there. They're just never going to talk.
Yeah, no.
I still got my account. I just don't remember my shit. I still got it, though.
That's how I feel about my one Yahoo account. I was like, man, I'm never getting back on this. I don't know what the fuck the password is.
Yeah, seriously.
But then I was like, wait a minute. I got that other email. was like, yeah. Now I got, like, maybe, like, 4 people to talk to on her, if they ever get on.
The fuck is this? Of course, Ghetto G would have something like this as, you know, a sidekick for his, for about that life. Michelle Tanner, how are you about that life? Life is not even about you.
Hell yeah, dude. I like funny pictures. I'm not about, you know, gangster life. even though that song's about working on a song until you get it perfect. But then, like, if you listen to my fucking verse is all crackly and shit. Because my fucking Adobe likes to fuck up all the time.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, hey, when that shit happens.
Like, you move shit around and then it becomes all crackly for some reason. And I don't know why it does it and I can't fix it.
I don't know.
And on the other hand, I really don't care.
And of course, for some odd reason, for Kingdom, you got a picture of fucking Leatherface with a fucking holding a bitch.
Yeah, because I think that was because of the one part I say in there, the world's like a slaughterhouse, like Texas Chainsaw. And then, you know, the song's with a little girl, you know, tiny.
Oh yeah.
Just gripping her up, man, taking her in.
And fucking Tiny needs to start calling back in. Wherever the fuck she is.
She's busy smoking and eating.
And probably gum.
And Kimberly stopped calling him. She's busy with her fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, what
the
hell
the
fuck,
is that? What the fuck when I said this earlier?
I know that.
And that's usually what happens. I hate it.
I know. You know, Van Diesel's going to be in another fucking Marvel movie.
Don't care.
What other one was he in?
He wants to be in... They're going to supposed to be... He wants to be in the Inhumans.
The what?
Inhumans.
Whatever the fuck that is.
But, okay, but they are already in the works for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're already working on a sequel.
Okay.
I kind of figured there was going to be another one by the way it ended.
Oh, that and plus the fact that it knocked fucking Guardians of the Galaxy off of fucking, off number one list.
How you feel about that, Angel?
Ain't no biggie. That bullshit always happens in fucking movies, so yeah. That's the business for you.
I'm just saying, how you feel that it's no longer number one.
I'm kinda salty about that, but then again I want to see the mutants anyway.
I see the mutants. What the fuck?
The mutants.
But I think it's rather funny for the fact that earlier tonight, I went to go see that movie. Whitney Payton went to go see that movie. then, what's her face? Shelby Colby's sister went to go see that movie.
Wait, Colby is a...
You didn't know that? But anyway, all these people went to go see that movie today. We all hit up the opening weekend for once.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till at least, you know, this coming Saturday.
But yeah, surprisingly it was actually a pretty good movie. You gotta love the Ninja Turtles.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Even though I don't know, there really wasn't much going on though.
How was the Foot Clan? Pretty good? They did a pretty good... Did they stick with storyline when it comes to the Foot Clan?
Man, they didn't even really do much with them. They just, you know, randomly showed up. held people hostage for a little bit, and then the turtle showed up.
How about Splinter? Did they have a pretty good Splinter?
Splinter, yeah, I really don't know how to describe that. I mean, it looked like him. He was a beast, whipping everybody with his tail and shit. And then it was funny whenever he was telling the story about the turtles growing up, and then they had Michelangelo dancing, and he was just standing there like, what the fuck?
They did the little pizza thing scene that they did with the fucking original?
No, they didn't do that.
Damn.
He was bribing Michelangelo with a pizza because he wanted to know something. It was like, what do you say? You got like 99 cheeses on it. He started naming them off. He said one. He's like, I don't even know what that is. But yeah, they made Michelangelo funny, though. He was funny as hell, like he always is.
They need to make another Toxic Avenger. That's what they need to make.
And then for some reason, they put all the spotlight on Raphael.
That's fair enough.
He had to be the savior. He turned into the fucking Hulk. Oh!
you wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Dude, you really won't.
No, but he's badass when he's mad, though.
I thought it was funny whenever they were shooting him, and then like nothing was hurting him. They're like, we're bulletproof.
Oh, man.
And then he turned around. And then he started getting shot. It was kind of like a Scarface moment.
And, Angel, did you say they did make a Toxic Avenger movie?
I've seen like the first three on that one that you talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they don't really need another one.
Did they make like six? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like seven or six of them.
Did you like Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
Wasn't there only like one movie?
No, there's like five or six of them.
The fuck?
I could be wrong. You
talking about that like that green gooey guy?
Yeah, the one I turned into a nerd until we turned into a badass. Exactly.
There were six of those movies?
Not for sure.
Well, actually, no, there was about. I believe five.
What the fuck? How did I miss the next four?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, Toxic Avenger, then Toxic Avenger Part 2, then Toxic Avenger Part 3, The Last Temptation of Toxie, and then they came out with Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger 4... And then they came out with Toxic Avenger 5, Toxic Twins.
Yeah, I missed all that.
They got them in that one site, though. Like three of them, at least. Three.
I think they might have them on, Netflix, maybe.
What?
I think that movie might be on Netflix.
That's it. They can handle is NC-17, the first one.
So how about, not a curiosity, I actually watched that Sharknado movie yesterday.
I think that movie's stupid, and I'm never going to watch it.
Like, I turned it on, and then, I don't know, I just sat there and watched it. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I saw part two of parts of it. Never got into it. Just never got into it. Then again, this is the guy that likes Puppet Master, so yeah.
That girl in that movie's pretty hot, though.
It looks like Angel gets his fucking wish.
What?
Trauma's 1984 classic Toxic Avenger is getting a remake.
Oh god.
But what gonna be rated NC-17? Cause we don't see any movies like that nowadays.
No, it's gonna be PG-13.
Say NC-17. Wouldn't it be like porno rating?
Yeah. I don't know why they.
Yeah, the first one
was
like that.
I don't know why they're giving it a fucking porno rating for.
Cause all the bloods and gores and shit like that was fucking crazy. The first one, you got freaking guys running
blood
with fucking
the
kids.
The blood and gore would not make it like a porno, man.
Yeah, no.
That would be violence.
The violence was hardcore up in the first one, though. I mean, hardcore is a motherfucker.
Well, that's always good.
I mean, look at
Friday
the
13th. You got freaking people running over fucking kids, running over fucking grandmas.
Okay.
I mean, it was so bad they got run over. They're running over the fucking head, and she fucking shit herself.
Somebody got ran over and they shit themselves?
I mean, head first, bam. And she shit herself.
If you're dead, you're not going to shit yourself.
And that movie that she, that's what happened.
Well, once you die, I mean, you know, your body just shuts down.
Well, yeah.
Plus your skull got crushed. So, yeah.
Yeah, she was dead on incident.
All her organs shut down and her poo came out.
I was supposed to make a freaking Army of Darkness, though.
Hey, dude!
They already made that movie.
How much you want to bet since they're Evil Dead? They're going to make that too. How much you want to bet you?
They already made that.
I'm talking about a remake.
Another one?
That's it. They already made Evil Dead. That's part of the storyline.
Well, yeah. They are making another one, fool.
No.
They are definitely making another one along with the Evil Dead 2.
Oh, here's something for you. So how about they're releasing the movie Annie again, and the girl's black this time? They made
the
Annie
fuck?
Black?
Why?
Ay, ay, ay. I've seen the previews for that shit, though. Look what they're making, Dumber and Dumber 2. Hell.
I saw that damn trailer. I was like, oh, no, they made Annie black. What the hell are you doing?
And then they got started on Marvel.
Then they got Jamie Foxx in it.
Why the fuck is Jamie Foxx in that?
I don't know. Why
I saw the
Annie
previous
black
too.
Now?
I'm looking at this like, what the fuck?
They're going to ruin Annie. You know what song would be perfect for that? You know how she's always saying, the sun will come out tomorrow. Well, you could play Ghetto Rainbows.
And, yeah, next thing, time to go to church by Ice Cube.
Ice Cube got a movie coming out, too. He's the voice of some cartoon character.
So is Mike Tyson supposed to be playing doing some shit on Adult Swim, Mike Tyson?
That's Adult Swim. That's not a movie.
Oh, I thought you told me. My fault. I misheard you.
They got a bunch of fucking cartoon movies coming out. They look a lot better than the actual movies.
They need to make another Space Jams.
They're making another SpongeBob movie.
Oh, that that shit looks fucking stupid as fuck.
I wonder if Angel realizes they are making another fucking another spaceship. This time it's gonna have LeBron James in it.
Oh fuck. At least you gotta have fucking Michael Jordan in that bitch though. That's to save his fucking ass.
Maybe
fucking LeBron. Even though I still got my fucking 23 shorts, I didn't want to burn those bitches because they're a good pair of fucking shorts.
Speaking of that, I saw something on the news, man. They had these little kids painting, and then they had paint all over these Jordans. It's like, oh, no. Black people probably got upset about that. Got paint all over these fucking Jordans.
You know what's funny, though, is the fact that, all right, back to the whole fact that Topics of Avengers was rated NC-17. Which, that makes no sense, because you had Friday the 13th, which had nudity, which had a little bit of blood and guts.
The homies will get shot tomorrow.
which was rated R when it came.
Can't believe they made Annie Black.
And they fucking, they really fucked up with that one.
I hate the movies.
Hey, they're doing, Hollywood would do anything to make money.
Man,
we all
what
know
the
that.
Hell? That's just like the Ninja Turtles, bad, and they put like a, you know, I don't want to be racist anymore. a blackish spin on them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed that. Fucking preview.
Yeah, look what they did with fucking Jazz and transformed the first one.
Man, Michael Bay loves doing that fucking, like, slow down effect and shit, you know, whenever he thinks something's about to collide with something else. The whole...
Yeah, he really...
does that in every movie he makes.
Yeah, he's a fucking moron.
Not a moron. He made a pretty good Ninja Turtles movie.
He made a decent movie. I say decent. Give or take decent.
I really don't give a shit about the
Transformers. Rick makes pretty good movies too. Robert Rodriguez.
What about you being Robert Rodriguez?
No, Robert Rodriguez makes some good movies.
South Catholic people.
Angel, here's something for you to answer for tomorrow night. What does the fox say?
I don't know. Don't fox. I don't speak fox.